run to, cinnamon? Where you gonna run to?
I came over. I thought I might help with the packing. I like the look of packing crates. A household in preparation for a journey. It praises some people, but for me it is another feeling. Something full of the flow of life, do you understand? Movement. Progress. It makes me think of Africa.
Africa.
What kind of mood is this? Have I told you how deeply you move me?
He gave away the money, Asagai.
Who gave away what money?
The insurance money. My brother gave it away.
Gave it away?
He made an investment with a man even Travis wouldn't have trusted.
And it's gone?
Gone.
I'm very sorry. And you now?
Me? Me. Me, I'm nothing. Me. When I was very small, we used to take our sleds out in the wintertime. And the only hills we had were some ice-covered stone steps down the street. And we used to fill them with snow and make them smooth and slide down them all day. And it was very dangerous, you know. Far too steep. And sure enough, one day, a kid named Rufus came down too fast and hit the sidewalk. And his face just split open right there in front of us. And I remember standing there looking at his bloody, open face, thinking that was the end of Rufus. But the ambulance came, and they took him to the hospital, and they fixed the broken bones, and they sewed it all up. And the next time I saw Rufus, he just had a little line down the middle of his face. I never got over that.
What?
That was what one human being could do for another. Fix him up. Sew up the problem. Make him all right again. That was the most marvelous thing in the world. I wanted to do that. I always thought it was the one concrete thing in the world that a human being could do. Fix up the sick, you know, and make them whole again. That was truly being God.
You wanted to be God?
No, I wanted to cure. It used to be so important to me. I wanted to cure. I used to care. I mean, about people and how their bodies hurt.
And you've stopped caring?
Yes. I think so.
Why?
Because it isn't deep enough. Close enough to what ails mankind. It was a child's way of seeing things. Or an idealist's.
Children see things very well sometimes. And idealists even better.
I know that's what you think. Because you are still where I left off. You still care. You, with all your talk and dreams about Africa, you still think you can patch up the world, cure the great sore of colonialism with the penicillin of independence.
Yes.
Independence, and then what? What about all the crooks and thieves and just plain idiots who will come into power to steal and plunder the same as before, only now they will be black and do it in the name of the new independence? What about them?
That will be a problem for another time. First, we must get there.
And where does it end?
End? Who ever spoke of an end? To life? To living?
An end to misery. To stupidity. Don't you see? There isn't any real progress, Asagai. There is only one large circle that we march in, around and around, each of us with our own little picture in front of us, our own little mirage that we think is the future.
That is the mistake.
What?
What you just said about the circle. It isn't a circle. It is simply a long line, as in geometry, you know. One that curves into infinity. And because we cannot see the end, We also cannot see how it changes. And it is very odd. But those who see the changes, who dream, who will not give up, are called idealists. And those who see only the circle, they call each other the realists.
Asagai, while I was sleeping in that bed in there, people went out and took the future right out of my hands. Nobody asked me. They just went out and changed my life.
Was it your money?
What?
Was it your money he gave away?
It belonged to all of us.
But did you earn it? Would you have had it at all if your father had not died?
No.
Then isn't there something wrong in a house, in a world, where all dreams, good or bad, must depend on the death of a man? I never thought to see you like this, Elio. You. Your brother made a mistake, and you are grateful to him so that now you can give up the ailing human race on account of it. You talk about what good is struggle, what good is anything. Where are we all going, and why are we bothering?
And you cannot answer it.
I leave the answer. In my village, at home, it is the exceptional man who can even read a newspaper or whoever sees a book at all. I will go home, and much of what I will have to say will seem strange to the people of my village. But I will teach and work, and things will happen slowly and swiftly. At times, it will seem that nothing changes at all. And then, again, the sudden, dramatic events that make history leap into the future. And then quiet again. Retrogression, even. Guns, murder, revolution. And I even will have moments when I wonder if the quiet was not better than all that death and hatred. But I will look about my village at the illiteracy and disease and ignorance. And I will not wander long. And perhaps I will be a great man. I mean, perhaps I will hold on to the substance of truth. And perhaps for it, I will be butchered in my bed some night by the servants of empire.
The martyr.
Or perhaps I shall live to be a very old man, respected and esteemed in my new nation. And perhaps I shall hold office, and this is what I am trying to tell you, Elio. Perhaps the things I believe now for my country will be wrong and outmoded, and I will do terrible things to have things my way or merely to keep my power. Don't you see? There will be young men and women, not British soldiers, but my own black countrymen who will step out of the shadows some night and slit my then useless throat. Don't you see? They have always been there. And they always will be. And at such a thing as my own death will be an advance. Actually replenishing all that I was.
Oh, Asagai. I know all that.
Good. Then stop your moaning and groaning and tell me what you plan to do.
Do?
I have a bit of a suggestion.
What?
That when it's all over, that you come home with me.
Oh, Asagai, at this moment you decide to be romantic.
My dear young creature of the new world. I do not mean across the city. I mean across the ocean, home, to Africa.
To Africa?
Yes. 300 years later, the African prince rose up out of the seas and swept the maiden back across the middle passage over which her ancestors had come.
To Nigeria.
Nigeria, home. I will show you our mountains and our stars and give you cool drinks from God and teach you the old songs and the ways of our people. And in time, we will pretend that you have only been away for a day. Say that you will come.
You're getting me all mixed up.
Why?
Too many things. Too much has happened today. I don't know what I feel about anything. I'm just going to sit down and think.
All right. I shall leave you. Oh, no. No, my dear. Don't get up. Just sit a while and think. Never be afraid to sit a while and think. How often I have looked at you and said, so this is what the new world hath finally wrought.
Where's that card? Where's that card? Benny, what was that man's name again?
Yes. Just look at what the new world hath wrought.
Where is it? Where is it?
Walter! Just look! There he is. Monsieur le petit bourgeois noir himself. There he is. Symbol of a rising class. Entrepreneur. Titan of the system. Did you dream of yachts on Lake Michigan, brother?
What was that man's name?
Did you see yourself on that great day, sitting down at the conference table, surrounded by all the mighty bald-headed men in America, all halted, waiting, breathless for your pronouncements on industry, waiting for you, chairman of the board?
Ah, there it is. Lena.
Who was that? Where did he go?
How do I know? Maybe he had an appointment at U.S. Steel.
You didn't say nothing bad to him, did you?
Bad? To him? No, I told him he was a sweet boy, full of dreams, and everything is strictly peachy keen.
No, Benny. Mama.
Well, ain't it a mess in here, though? I guess we all better stop moping around and get some work done. All this unpacking and everything we got to do. One of you better call the moving people and tell them not to come.
Tell them not to come?
Of course, baby. Ain't no needing them coming all the way here and having to go back. They charge us for that, too.
Lena, no, we gotta go. Benny, tell her. Tell her we can still move. The note ain't but $125 a month. We got 4 grown people in this house. We can work.
This just ain't our time to be trying to take on something like
that. Lena, I'll work. I'll work 20 hours a day in all the kitchens in Chicago. I'll strap my baby to my back if I have to and scrub all the floors in America and wash all the sheets in America if I have to. But we got to move. I mean, we got to get out of here.
No. I sees things differently now. Been thinking about how we could fix this place up some. I seen a secondhand bureau over on Maxwell Street just the other day fit right here. And we can put up them new curtains in the kitchen and some nice screens in your room round the baby's bassinet. Why this place be looking fine? Cheer us all up so that we forget trouble ever come. Sometimes you just got to know when to give up some things and hold on to what you got. Where you been, son?
Made a call.
To who, son?
To the man.
What man, baby?
The man, Mama. Don't you know who the man is?
Walter Lee?
The man. Like the guys in the streets say, the man. Captain Boss. Mr. Charlie. Old Captain, please, Mr. Boss Man.
Lindner.
That's right. That's good. I told him to come right over.
For what? What do you want to see him for?
We're going to do business with him.
What you talking about, son?
Talking about life, Mama. You all always telling me to see life like it is. Well, I laid in there on my back today and I figured it out. Life, just like it is. Who gets and who don't get, mama, you know it's all divided up. Life is shown up between the takers and the tooken. Yeah. And some of us always getting tooken. And people like Willie Harris, they don't never get tooken. And you know why the rest of us do? Because we all mixed up. We mixed up bad. We get to looking around for the right and the wrong, and we worry about it and cry about it and stay up nights trying to figure out about the wrong and right part of things all the time. And all the time, man, them takers is out there operating, just taking and taking. Willie Harris. Oh, shoot. Willie Harris don't even count. He don't even count in the big scheme of things. But I say one thing for old Willie. He's taught me something. To keep my eye on what does count in this world. Yeah. Thanks, Willie.
What did you call that man for, Walter Lee?
Called him to come on over to the show. Gonna put on a show for the man. Just what he wants to see. You see, Mama, the man came here today himself to tell us that them people out there where you want us to move, were they so upset they willing to pay us not to move. And oh. Mama, you would have been so proud of me and Ruth and Benny. We told them to get out. Lord have mercy. We told the man to get out. Oh, we were some proud folks this afternoon, yeah. We were full of that old time stuff.
Are you talking about taking them people's money to keep us from moving in our own house?
I ain't just talking about it, baby. I'm telling you, that's what's gonna happen.
Oh, God, where is the bottom? Where is the honest-to-God bottom so he can't go any farther?
Where is the bottom? Where is the bottom? You and that boy that was here today, you all want everybody to carry a flag and a spear and sing some marching songs, huh? You want to spend your life looking into things and trying to find the right and the wrong part, huh? Yeah, you know what's going to happen to that boy someday. He'll find himself sitting in the dungeon, locked in forever, and the takers will have the key. Forget it, baby. There ain't no causes. It's only taking in this world, and he who takes the most is smartest, and it don't make a damn bit of difference, Al.
You making something inside me cry, son. Some awful pain inside me.
Walter.
Don't cry, Mama. Understand. That white man is going to walk in that door able to write checks for more money than we ever had. It's important to him, and I'm going to help him. I'm going to put on the show, Mama.
Son, I come from 5 generations of people who were slaves and sharecroppers. But ain't nobody in my family never took no money from nobody that was a way of telling us we wasn't fit to walk the earth. We ain't never been that poor. We ain't never been that dead inside.
Well, we are dead now. All that talk about dreams and sunlight that goes on in this house, it's all dead now.
What's the matter with you all? I didn't make this world. It was give to me this way. Hell yes, I want me some yacht someday. Yes, I want to hang some real pearls around my wife's neck. Ain't she supposed to wear no pearls? Somebody tell me who decides which woman is supposed to wear pearls in this world. And I tell you that I'm a man, and I think that my wife should wear some pearls in this world.
Baby. How you gonna feel on the inside?
Fine. Gonna feel fine. A man.
You won't have nothing left, Walter Lee.
A man. I'm gonna feel fine, Mama. I'm gonna look that son of a bitch in the eyes and say, that's your neighborhood out there, and you got the right to keep it like you want. You got the right to have it like you want. You just write the check, and the house is yours. And I'm going to say, and you people just put that money in my hands, and you won't have to live next to this bunch of stinking niggas. And maybe I just get down on my black knees
Captain, Mr. Boss Man. Oh, yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, great white father. You just give us in that money, for God's sake, so we's ain't gonna come out there and dirty up your white folks' neighborhood. And I feel fine. Fine. Fine.
That is not a man. That is nothing but a toothless rat.
Yes. Death done come in this here house. Done come walking in my house. On the lips of my children. You were supposed to be my beginning again. You were supposed to be my harvest. How did we get to this here place? You mourning your brother?
He's no brother of mine.
What you say?
I said that individual in that room is no brother of mine.
That's what I thought you said. You feeling like you better than he is today? Yeah? What you tell him a minute ago? That he wasn't a man? Yeah? You give him up for me? He done wrote his epitaph too? Like the rest of the world? Who give you that privilege?
Will you be on my side for once? You saw what he just did, Mama. You saw him down on his knees. Wasn't it you who taught me to despise any man who would do that? Do what he's going to do.
Yes, I taught you that. Me and your daddy. But I thought I taught you something else, too. I thought I taught you to love him.
Love him? There is nothing left to love.
There is always something left to love. And if you ain't learned that, you ain't learned nothing. Have you cried for that boy today? I don't mean for yourself and for the family because we lost the money. I mean for him, for what he been through, and what it done to him. Child, when do you think is the time to love somebody the most? When they done good and made things easy for everybody? Well, that ain't the time at all. It's when he's at his lowest and can't believe in himself. 'Cause the world done whooped him so. When you start measuring somebody, measure him right, child. Measure him right. Make sure you done take it into account what hills and valleys he come through before he got to wherever he is.
Grandmama? The moving men are downstairs. Truck just pull up.
Are they, baby? They downstairs?
Hello?
Walter. He's here.
Well, I certainly was glad to hear from you people. You know, life can be really so much simpler than people let it be most of the time. Well, with whom do I negotiate? You, Mrs. Younger, or your son here?
What is it, Grandmama?
Just some official papers, Sonny.
Travis, you go downstairs.
No. Travis, you stay right here. And you make him understand what you're doing, Walter Lee. You teach him good, like Willie Harris taught you. You show where our five generations done come to. Go ahead, son. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Linden, we called you because, well, me and my family,
Well, we are very plain people.
Yes, and well,
I've worked as a chauffeur most of my life. And my wife here, she does domestic work in people's kitchens. And so does my mother. I mean, we are plain people.
Yes, I see.
And my father, well, he was a laborer most of his life.
Yes, yes,
and my father, he almost beat a man to death once because this man, he called him a bad name or something. You know what I mean?
No. No, I'm afraid I don't.
Well, what I mean to say is that we come from people who had a lot of pride. I mean, we are proud people. And that's my sister over there. And she's going to be a doctor. And we're very proud.
Well, I'm sure that's very nice. But
what I'm telling you is that we called you over here to tell you that we're very proud. And that this... Travis, come here. This is my son. And he makes the sixth generation of our family in this country. And we have all thought about your offer.
Well, good.
And
good.
We have decided to move into our house. Because my father, he earned it for us brick by brick. And we don't want to make no trouble for nobody or fight no causes. And we will try to be good neighbors. And that's all we got to say about that. We don't want your money.
I take it then that you have decided to occupy?
That's what the man said.
Then I would like to appeal to you, Mrs. Younger. You're older and wiser.
I'm afraid you don't understand. My son said we was going to move, and there ain't nothing left for me to say. You know how these young folks is nowadays, mister. Can't do a thing with them.
But I...
Goodbye.
If you're that final about it, there's nothing left for me to say. I sure hope you people know what you're getting into.
Well, for God's sakes, if the moving men are down here, let's get the hell out of here! Ain't it the truth? Well, look at all this here mess. Ruth, put Travis' good jacket on him. Walter Lee, fix your tie and tuck your shirt in. You look just like somebody's hoodlum.
Oh.
Lord have mercy. Where's my plant? Y'all start down. Travis, child, don't go empty-handed.
Yes, ma'am.
Ruth, where did I put that box with my skillets? I'm gonna make us the biggest dinner we ever ate tonight. Bonita, what's the matter with them stockings? Pull them things up, girl.
Mama, Asagai asked me to marry him and to go to Africa.
He did? Well, you ain't old enough to marry nobody.
What pieces do you want me to take down, ma'am?
Darling, that chair ain't no bale of cotton. I got to sit in it again. I had that chair for 25 years.
To go to Africa, Mama. Be a doctor in Africa.
Yes, baby.
Africa. What did he want you to go to Africa for?
To practice there.
Girl, if you don't get all them silly ideas out your head, you better marry yourself a man with some loot.
What have you got to do with who I marry?
Plenty. Now, I think George Murchison would...
George Murchison? I wouldn't marry him if he was Adam and Mama.
Oh, see, now, there you go. Just running your mouth, and you don't never know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. There's something all right. My children.
Yeah, there's something. Let's go, Lena.
Yes, I'm coming. Ruth?
Yes.
He finally come to manhood today, didn't he?
Kind of like the rainbow after the rain.
Oh, yes.
Y'all come on now. These people charge us by the hour, you know.
All right, Walter, honey. Go on down, Ruth. I'll be down directly.
Big Walter, thank you.
Come on, little plant. We gonna get you some sunshine yet.